Famcast Media.
And we're live here at Lucky 13 Saloon in the back of Lucky 13 Saloon in front of the stage at Lucky 13 Saloon. We got Jamal to my right.
What up?
And we got D behind the fucking scenes.
Yo, yo, yo.
How you guys doing?
It's a wonderful fucking day.
Yeah, it is a nice day.
It's 66
it's
degrees.
It's a nice day here. And I should have poked my head outside before we went outside. Is it 66 degrees right now?
It's yeah. Satan degrees out there, bro.
Oh, 65 mine says.
Five seconds and I already dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No F-bombs.
Well, who dropped
today?
The F-bomb?
Me.
Right away. Oh, I didn't even know. I thought I dropped it. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, we're a kid's problem.
I'm the culprit.
I thought it was funny. You were like, fucking this and fucking that last week. And you were like, I haven't cursed once today. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, I don't even recognize it.
It's really nice outside, though. 65, 66 degrees.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, dude, man. I can't believe it, bro. I walked outside. I was just sweating.
Yeah.
Like, just, I'm like, oh, dude, I don't know if it's because I'm fat. Or if it's because I'm wearing the jacket and it's
That's
hot.
That's definitely part of it. That's definitely part of it, bro. It's only 65. What happens when it's 95?
It's never going to be.
You're going to start walking to the gym.
Never going to be,
walk
bro.
Walking to the gym.
Never going to be 95 degrees.
I'm just outside. Getting over being sick again. I'm actually glad we didn't do the podcast last week because I just started getting sick again.
You're messed up?
Yeah, God, it's like my third time being sick. I don't know what's going on. I guess being surrounded by it so much, but I wash my hands on a continual basis. But what happened was I take my vitamins, but Diane gets it. And I'm fucked. I get it. You know what I mean? Like she got it. And then I'm like,
say your prayers.
I do. I say my prayers at night. I do. So yeah, I'm just getting over another cold. It's just like I had the flu the beginning of the season, like November. Mm-hmm. Then I got COVID. Over Christmas.
Like the fifth time.
Fourth time COVID over Christmas.
Like, is it really COVID or is it just you got a bad cold?
I don't know. I had a fever. I was running a fever of couple hundred degrees.
So I remember they used to call that you have a fever. Now I got COVID, I'm dying. It's like, well, no, you got fever.
You get sick. I'm sick again. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't fun. I laid on the couch for 5 days and watched the old 80s movies, which were great.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, it was fun.
Holy smokes.
I had some other fun drama. I'll tell you afterwards. I had some other fun drama. That was great. I don't want to get into it. I'm just kind of crazy. Give my girlfriend's story up on the air. So, but
Diane got into some drama?
No, we just had her niece staying with us for a little while. So.
Okay. You got to let it out, bro. You just let it out, man.
No, I can't let that out. She'd be mad at me.
Let it out.
Listen, she wants to come in here and we can tell the story together.
Diane can tell it. All right, I got you.
She doesn't live with us anymore, though.
Okay, we can make up our own story after that.
I was going to ask how that was going.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, it didn't go well. You didn't hear that whole story?
No.
Oh,
somebody's going to hear it. You're dying to say it, bro.
I am dying. I can't tell the story, though. She's a kid. I can't go throwing her shit out there. But yeah, that was, we had COVID over Christmas but I had the flu before that, like fever, everything.
Yeah.
And then I got COVID and then I got sick.
Wait, when's the last time you got blood work done?
I don't know, 6 months ago or so.
I mean, you might have like an immune deficiency to something.
No, I think I'd lick, there's too many people
Christ.
Around. Listen, I'm relatively fucking healthy for the most part, but yeah, I mean, just being around, I'm around people every day, so.
And then that is too, man. You're over here kissing babies and shaking hands and stuff every day.
I'm touching paperwork and bills. The fucking filthy pee. I don't wash my hands enough, I guess.
Does Melody get sick like that or no?
She does. No, not that bad. She gets kidney infections and shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
She needs to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Playing Melody.
Even still, no. I had barely been drinking. And last week, I still got sick. I was like. Drinking ginger and doing all this kind of crap for my immune system.
It's just the amount of people that you're interacting with.
Exactly.
Well, you got those fucking, all these dirt bags walking around.
Fucking dirt bags.
Dirt bags.
Dirt bags.
I think we lasted 4 minutes without saying the F-bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no F-bombs.
I said it in the first 5 seconds.
I said we, not you. You already dropped it, man.
Yeah. Fucking guy. What else happened?
I met Ice-T.
Oh, yeah?
This Ice-T. Hand right here. That dapped Ice-T, probably Dap Tookie, Dr. Dre, ice cube. So it's like, I can't wash his hand. His hand has power now, bro.
Yeah.
Power, West Coast power.
At some point, he might have squeezed his wife's ass with it.
Yeah.
I'm like 5 degrees separation of squeezing Coco's butt.
Yeah, and his own dick.
Where'd you meet Ice-T?
I met him at, I don't like telling, but I don't know, he was on a hot date with his wife. It was at my job.
Cool.
I was helping people fucking, you know, get out, because nobody's had a fucking scan a ticket to leave.
F.
Yeah, I know. It's dropping now, right? It's dropping like Hiroshima and Nagasaki up in here. But yeah, no, there's, you know, I just turned around. He's just looking at me, and I'm like, T! I couldn't even think of his name, bro. I was like starstruck. Like, what's up, T?
Yeah.
And he's like, he just looked at me. I was like, boop, 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 boop. And then the only thing I think of was like, just shout out to my boy Scribble. I was like, yo, man, you got to drop a song with my boy Scribble, bro. It's going to be hot. West Coast, you know him. And he's like, word. And then he drove off, and I'm like, fuck. Like, I didn't mention nothing about body count, anything. I'm like, everything hit me after he left. I was like, fuck, I got the body count tape when it first came out. Ah, man, bro, I hate getting starstruck.
That's
bro.
How yeah. it is. I mean, the first time I met Jesse, I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, what though? That's a very normal thing to do. You know what I mean?
Man, all the stuff that I was thinking was ridiculous. I was like, don't say any of those things. That's going to be really weird.
Yeah, no. That's why you take breaths in, and you hang out, and then, you know, they're just people. That's all.
It's hard, bro. It's hard, man.
I get it.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's like when Thomas Hockey from Sugar was here. Man, I ran up to him. I just said, like, hey, I work here. And I walked away. Yeah.
That's all I got to do.
Hey man,
well, he knows you work here. He's a nice guy too.
Yeah, I didn't know what else to say.
He's super nice.
I know that he's gluten free and he drinks Truly.
He's gluten and he drinks Truly.
He's truly gluten free. Yeah, that's funny,
bro. It's just weird, man. I'm sorry, man. Like, I don't know, but you're around all these friggin'.
No, listen. I've been. I met Ice-T one time too, and I got starstruck when I first met him. I just didn't. I just said hello. They were shooting Law and Order at Webster Hall when I used to work at Webster Hall, and it was him, and they were all there. Ice-T and
Tutuola.
Yeah, Tutuola. Yeah, Tutuola. And,
oh, what's the other dude? The Jewish dude? I can't think. Munch.
Yeah. Munch wasn't there. It was.
No, it's SVU.
I was there when SVU. It was Ice-T. What's her name? The chick that plays Benson.
Was it that bald balding guy?
Yeah, Chris Somersoli, whatever the heck his name is, Italian guy. Yeah.
Stabler.
There you go. Stabler.
Yeah, he was honestly like, he gave off the best vibe. He was like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm like, hey, man, what's going on?
Stabler's the man, dude. I'm telling you, bro.
I met a whole bunch of the cast of Sopranos. I was a little fucking.
That one got you choked up?
That got me a little choked up. Even AJ. AJ was a kid back then, too. And I was like, hey, dude.
You were getting so Big Pussy?
I met Big Pussy.
I love how you could just say that name and not. Yeah. Say Big Pussy, bro. So I'm saying Pussy.
Yeah, it was big. Who was it? It was just a couple of them. It was AJ, kid that played AJ, the guy that played Big Pussy, the guy that played Johnny Sack.
Okay.
And I think that was it. Yeah.
We still got a bunch of fucking fans driving close to my house where the friggin' storefront was. Because it's a parking lot now, and they're just like,
yeah.
This used to be the storefront. Yeah, now it's a parking lot.
Well, it was never actually a store, though, right? Wasn't it just a facade?
No, I think it was a store.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was a store. But they, I think people wanted to buy it and make it a venue or something like that, or some shit like that, but gone.
Could have done it and made it a museum. It would be selling.
I mean, it's right next to the firehouse right here on the side over here. There's like an Irish bar next to it. There's like a bunch of Peruvian restaurants all around it.
Yeah. That pizza place is with the green writing, that's still over there?
Yeah. That's about 5 minutes from my house, too.
Is that good pizza?
Yeah. I had better.
Yeah?
I've had better.
They should be banging. That should be great pizza.
Brick oven pizza's better.
Oh, yeah, brick oven pizza's
way better, bro.
Yeah, I do love me some
pizza. The church that they had that feast is literally 30 seconds walking away from where their little hideout was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's right down the block.
What about the house?
No, the house you got to do. The house is a drive, bro. That's probably like 40 minutes away or some shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's in the rich area.
Well, I figured it wasn't not in the rich area. What about his mother's house?
That I never knew where it was.
Yeah?
I've never knew. I guarantee you it would be. It looks like Harrison.
Yeah.
It's not a fancy house. It's a little rundown house.
Yeah, it's just a little house.
Yeah, it looks like a Harrison or Carney house.
Yeah.
I mean, I guarantee that whole show was built around that whole blood, like the Carney and Harrison, except where they lived, because you had to go out where the fancy shit is. You
know? Yeah, but where they lived, they didn't film a ton there. I mean, they did some outside scenes and stuff like that, but a lot of it was filmed in on a set.
Oh, I mean, I guess, yeah. Fucking Hollywood bullshit.
Hollywood. No, it's Hollywood. Don't call it bullshit, Hollywood bro. Bullshit. It's Hollywood.
Okay, it's Hollywood.
There we go.
It's not Bollywood. It's yes. Hollywood.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with Bollywood.
Hey, yeah, man. Well, speaking of Hollywood, though, man, did you see we were talking about The Omen. Is it a reboot? The new Omen coming out?
I don't know. You should be telling me this.
I should be telling you. You're the horror. You're the horror guy.
I know, but I liked The Omen, but the first Omen was good.
It wasn't. So it's not scary enough. It's not your jam, or
no? I mean, the possession stuff is all right. Like The Exorcist was good.
He's not possessed, though, man. He's the son.
But it's
of
the son
devil.
Of the devil. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not possessed.
It's the devil, Joe. They're just remaking too many like classic movies.
Down with the devil, Joe. Yes, but when we were... Oh, so you know what they're doing, which is kind of exciting, is Cape Fear.
Liked it. Never liked it.
Fucking guy.
You can keep your thrillers and your fucking fillers. I don't like thrillers and fillers. I like demons.
Cape
fucking
Fear
sci-fi.
Was great.
No, it's a thriller, bro. I'm not into thrillers.
It's a thriller, yeah. But I mean, it was like intense. No. Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it almost fell into the horror genre. You can't tell me that Robert De Niro was a creepy motherfucker in that movie.
Nope. No devil, no me. No devil, no me. No Satan in the movie, no me.
Yeah?
That's it, bro.
No Tiki, no laundry. You know what that's from?
No, but tell me. I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, God. You can't even say that. You know what? Fuck it. It sounds like every other Oriental person, but owns
oh
a fucking...
Oh, my God. It's Asian.
Whatever. Asian. Whatever, man. Oriental. I don't fucking... You know what, man?
Oriental's a rug.
All right, whatever. Asian. Well, fuck, dude. Asian and fucking Asia's pretty big, bro. And there's not a lot of fucking Asian people who look like they're Asian.
He said Asian a lot of times in
the last
10 seconds.
He did.
I don't
know. Departed. It was from The Departed. Jack Nicholson said, no Tiki, no laundry.
No? I'm trying to look up this thing. I don't even know if this is a reboot or not. It just says The First Omen.
The Departed. Maybe it is. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know.
It's fucking
They're doing
real.
The Strangers prequel, though.
Was that first one real?
I mean, is any movie real?
I'm just saying. Okay, was it based on a true story?
It wasn't a documentary.
No, was it based on a true story?
I mean, it could have been. I'm sure it's based on a true story. It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on a true story. You can say anything's based on a true story.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on like 10 true stories.
Exactly. Exactly. But it was based on Ed Gein. Loosely based on Ed Gein, and they can say based on a true story. So you know what, The Strangers? Yes, it was based on a true story.
Okay. Well so what? Well, how are you prequeling that?
How they got started?
So it's they're going to show their face and ruin it?
No. I don't think so. They're still in masks.
We're just walking around masks. We're like juggalos here.
Yeah. The second Strangers was stupid.
I didn't watch the first one, bro.
Oh my! What's wrong with
you? I don't want to see people get friggin' locked up in their
house.
Liv
Tyler.
No, man, I don't want to see that. Because that's like, what if they do it to me?
The Strangers is one of the best. The Strangers is a really good horror movie.
Bro, man, it's a thriller.
It's a horror movie.
Is
no
Jason
way.
Or Michael Myers in it?
But people get killed in it.
Is Freddy in it?
No.
It's not a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. It's no. A total. Did you watch The Strangers, the original?
No.
Oh, my God, the two of you guys. I'm breaking up with the two of you.
I haven't watched a lot of movies, in my defense.
You got to watch. Oh, see, I'm a big horror.
It's a prequel. Nerd.
What?
It's a prequel to The Omen. Yes.
So what are they going to do, pre-birth?
Maybe fucking H for maybe the devil tried it before and it didn't
Down
work.
With the devil, Joe.
Down with the devil, Joe.
Come on, you remember the black metal phone call?
Yes. Yes. Oh, that was good, man.
That was from the Down with
that
the Devil.
That was fucking
Joe.
Good.
You need an audio clip from that.
Yeah. Down with the devil, Joe.
I got to go back and check that out, bro. I got to go back and clip that shit.
Yeah, that was from black metal. I was in a black metal band.
Oh, shit. We got a fucking one. We got here right here.
Who's listening?
We got here right here. Like a governor.
Big 14.
Who's that? Isaac Brandon Eloman Risen Christ.
I imagine a band Risen Christ.
Big 14.
I haven't heard from Ronnie in a while.
No? Is he right?
Yeah, no, he's doing all right. He actually hit me up last week. Where's the podcast, though? I don't know. He's not listening.
Like, where's Ronnie? Where you at, Ronnie?
I don't know.
We're here.
Where the fuck Ronnie is.
We're here, bro. We're like deers in headlights, bro. We're
Any
here.
Any shows coming up you guys going to see? You going to see anything?
Nah, there's a lot of shows coming up, but they're just landing on days where I can't go.
I'm going to a show next Monday. Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum.
I can never go to a show. I work on the weekends.
Yo, they have shows on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays.
I'm here on Tuesday. I'm busy on Wednesday.
When you're here.
Monday I work at Monday I work till night.
I like that. What's that place in Jersey they've been having shows at?
Oh, the White Eagle Hall.
Yeah, it's the coolest place. The
Melvins are gonna come there, I think, in September.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go.
The Melvins?
You like Melvins?
You know what, man? They are the grunge godfathers, but
yeah, but they're better than like grunge bands.
They're
kind of timeless.
They're unique.
They're timeless compared to like a Stone Temple Pilots or a Nirvana.
Yeah,
or stuff
Buzz can fucking shit out riffs, dude. So I will never fucking. It's just that there's one fucking. Every time I think of them is when I was a kid.
We're gonna put a shot collar on him every time he says. Oh.
That was a lot.
I'm not even realizing it, man. It's flown out like diarrhea.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm trying to clean up my vocabulary and I need your help. So
I got you, bro. You know what I mean? I got you.
My mom gets really mad at me when I hang out.
Sorry, Mrs. Blanchard. It's not Jeff. It's not Jeff. It's me.
Well, no, it sucks because I'm around guys like you all day long and I don't have to really watch my mom. I mean, unless I'm in a business call or something like that. Yeah.
What are you complaining to me for? You invented the word.
No, listen, my mom, I'm like Italian, strict Italian Catholic, though. Like, my mom's like.
Oh, come on. Once you hit 18, you're allowed to drop the F-bombs.
No, if I start cursing too much, my dad gets mad at me, too. It's not pretty.
Really? Your dad's not an F-bomb dropper?
No. Especially in front of ladies. You don't curse like that in front of ladies.
You know you're smoking those, right?
My dad is old school. This is better than cigarettes.
I'm saying, but you're like going through like a pack of cigarettes, I'm noticing over here.
What's the date today? The 12th? As of tomorrow, it's 8 months without a cigarette.
Holy moly.
Yep.
Look at that.
July 13th was the last.
There you go. You know, you'll never forget the day you stopped.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like you remember that even better than when you lost your virginity. I don't remember when I lost my virginity, but I remember the day I stopped smoking.
I don't remember the date I lost. I mean, that's different, though. If I had to give up sex, I'd remember the last day I had sex.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Especially if it was bad.
Yeah.
I should have did this. Yeah.
But if it was good, I'd remember it even more.
I should have put it in her ass.
Oh, we got Scribble in the house.
What up, Scribble?
FK, y'all, finally back.
Yeah, we're finally back.
He's dropping some. Is that the way he's supposed to drop the F-bomb? FK.
Yes, FK.
All right, I'm going to start saying FK, man. FK that.
It's all D's fault. We're blaming it all on him.
I guess, man. You know, I'm the one who's not Italian. I didn't invent the F-bomb, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are they? Yo, homie on the left is looking like LeJean Witherspoon right now. You look like LeJean from Seven Dust, he says.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Seven Dust is, dude.
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I say you're a lot taller than him, though.
Is he short?
He's like 5'4", dude.
You know who's tiny is the Sully there from Godsmack?
You know who else is tiny, too? The dude from Cold Chamber is like 5'5".
Yeah, he's not big either. Bro. So is, Angus Young is tiny, too.
He's like 5-something, too?
Yeah, he's like 5'4", 5'5".
What's wrong with these dudes? He's bigger than life.
They're rock
stars. Gods.
Scott, did you ever,
is he small, too?
Scott Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's small. Listen, the reason why Danny Spitz.
Yeah, he was short, too.
No, not Danny Spitz. The reason why, what's his name? The bass player from Anthrax, the original, Dan Lilker.
Okay.
Dan Lilker, who did Nuclear Assault.
Huge, though, right? He's tall, right?
Yeah.
He's like 6'4", 6'5".
So he was the original bass player for Anthrax, but the label told him to get rid of him because he was too tall. He's like 6-something. Guys were tiny.
Well, I'm sorry, man, for FK.
And he feels really bad about and Scott Ian to this day feels really bad about that because that's why they did SOD.
Oh, what's his name is a more of a better fit, man.
Frank Bello.
Frank Bello's a way better fit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, way he is. Better fit, man. But he was a great songwriter though. SOD.
I guess,
Nuclear Assault, and I bet him and Scott Ian wrote SOD. You know what I mean? It was the two of those guys.
Scribble said Corey Taylor's 5'5".
Yeah, that much.
Oh, yeah?
Corey Taylor's tiny.
And according to Scotty, and Scott is full of shit on just about anything.
I read I'm the Man. It was a great book.
He's the man. Right? Yeah. I like Anthrax, man. But, I mean, Scott Ian gets a lot of shade thrown at him for just, like, selling Wolf tickets. Straight up bull crapping.
Selling Wolf tickets?
Yeah, it's a 70s word for talking shit, you know, selling shit.
Selling
the Wolf tickets.
Listen, still.
You don't watch Blood In, Blood Out, bro?
Best rhythm guitar player of that generation, though.
Scott Ian?
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Riff maker, SOD, Anthrax. Riff,
wait.
What?
Better than James Hetfield?
Catchy riffs? Yeah. Yeah. As far as catchy riffs. If listen, a lot of people don't like Anthrax. They think they're corny.
Well, like, they call them like joke metal.
Yeah. Well, because if you were six, I was 13 when I first started listening to Anthrax. And I talked to kids who were like 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
Who were like, you know, in their like 53, 55. They made
fun of you listening to Anthrax.
And they're like, dude, Anthrax is corny. And I'm like, I get that.
Because they don't drink beers and they read comic books and eat chocolate and. They're not out there smoking meth and drinking beers.
Well, yeah, and it was like, it was fun. You know what I mean? It was like fun metal.
Scribbles down Hetfield with Hetfield.
Is a better. He's not a better rhythm. Listen, Hetfield
plays. Hetfield plays. Actually, Kurt Hammett only comes in to do the leads. Hetfield does everything else in Metallica recordings.
Yeah.
And he got taught by Dave Mustaine, the man who created thrash metal guitar. Dude,
some of those riffs, though. I get, you know, all right, you could put those riffs up against each other, but like that Among the Living
Anthrax,
record.
And Anthrax changed their style once they met Metallica. You know, they're like, oh, we're doing.
What do you mean?
When Metallica came over here to record their album, they were in the same studio as Anthrax.
It influenced them a little. Yeah, yeah.
Lot, man. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
That whole LA, that whole San Francisco Bay Area scene.
It did influence him a little bit. Did you watch Murder in the Front Row?
Yes.
That was a great documentary.
Four times.
Oh, yeah?
Four times, dude.
Yeah, it was a good documentary.
When it comes to a metal documentary, dude, or anything with music documentary, I'm watching it a couple times.
What's Scribble say at the bottom now?
Oh, here we go.
Franchise? I can't read this.
We got a Hetfield play. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, this is riff down picking.
Preach deep.
Preach deep. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't like fucking AC/DC. So.
I just watched Every Day is Sunshine yesterday for the fifth time, bro. The Fishbone documentary.
Oh, yeah?
Love me some Fishbone.
I didn't really get into Fishbone. I like them, but man. Really
everybody robbed Fishbone.
Yeah?
All those ska rock, No Doubt wannabe bands, they all robbed Fishbone. They're in the Hall of Fame. Chili Peppers, they're in the Hall of Fame. Why ain't Fishbone in the Hall of Fame?
You know what I've been watching? Have you seen that Hot Ones show where they eat the hot wings?
Yeah.
Yes.
And get interviews?
Makes me hungry.
Controversy show. Came out about, what's his name? What was his name?
Who?
The dude that does it?
Evan something. I don't know. What does it matter?
It's funny, actually.
D loses points for his anti-ACDC. I agree. Always gets him confused with accept. You get ACDC confused with accept?
Dude, I'm not an AC/DC fan, dude.
Yeah, but come on. You got to know all of AC/DC. I'm not a Journey fan. I mean, I'm not really a Journey fan, but I know a Journey song.
They got one song, Journey, bro. But AC/DC won. Okay,
AC/DC has like 60 hit songs.
Look, Back in Black was cool.
Cool.
That was it.
That was it?
Cool.
What about like Dirty Deeds, like early...
it's a bar song.
AC/DC.
It's a bar song.
Dirty Deeds.
It's a bar song, bro.
Yeah, it was good. Listen, it was good pre-metal stuff. Like, it was early metal. Like, before metal was, like, heavy.
There's only two original members in the band left.
So what? They're old.
They need to stop.
They're old.
Hang it up.
They're fucking old.
Hang it up, dude.
Man.
Hang it up, man. Hey,
what were we talking about? The Hot Wings. What about
Hot Wings?
Apparently, he was dating some porn star. In secret, but when it came out, he broke up with her.
Who?
The guy from Hot Ones.
Yeah?
He was banging a porn star? Was he embarrassed?
Yeah.
Bro, you got to preach, man. You're doing one for the team.
That's all right. He seems like a really nice guy.
The thing was is that he had asked for her to keep it private, and she did the opposite of that.
Yeah. And see, fuck her then. I'd break up with her, too. Yeah.
Wait.
Especially if, like, listen, you don't hear about that guy in the news. Like, if you want your, like, private life kept private, and then you're going to go... Fucking!
But was she his legit girlfriend?
I broke up with her too.
So why would you get mad, dude? She's your girlfriend.
Well, no.
What are you embarrassed
about?
But
if you said, listen, I tell Diana to shut her mouth on things, and sometimes she doesn't.
But you don't go around saying she's not your girlfriend.
I do quite a bit because she annoys me. No, I don't. But like, but if I had told her, like, shut your mouth, like, I like to keep my private life, totally private. Don't post anything online.
So let TMZ catch us.
Don't, yeah, but TMZ doesn't care about the Hot Ones guy. But if she starts posting pictures of us on social media when I said, please don't, because I don't need to hear it.
So he dumped the only hot chick
that
he'd probably ever get?
No, that dude, what, a porn star's a hot chick? Dude, there's some porn stars that come in here that are sloppy.
Adam 22 posted a pic with him and that dude's girlfriend saying, "Congrats, dude, your girl's pussy is fire."
And that's why he didn't want that.
Oh, that's why.
Come
that's
on.
Why. But of course that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yo, you date, when you date a porn star, you're asking for it, man. That's it, bro.
Yeah, well, he didn't ask. He asked for a little discrepancy.
Should have dated a church chick.
Well, he tried a porn star. It didn't work out for
worse.
Him.
You know?
He tried getting some hot-ass pussy.
Should have went on Times Square, whatever, and got one of those corporate
he
chicks.
He seems like a good dude, that guy, though, the hot wings guy. I want to eat some hot wings with him sometime.
I wonder if his stomach is fucked up from too many hot wings.
I was wondering, well, so who asked him that question? Paul Rudd, I think, asked him that question.
Yeah, he said
Ant-Man was on there?
It's just as terrible for him as it is for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just a professional making it look like
Paul Rudd was on there?
Paul Rudd was on there. Yeah. Dude, so many people he's had on there. I wish I was famous.
Oh,
just to go on there.
Dude, come on. Jeff from Lucky 13.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, hot wings right in back right in the back of Lucky 13.
Six people.
Guarantee you, if you asked him, he would be like, "Oh, let's do it."
You'd have six people watching the fucking thing. No.
Come on, man.
And two of them would be my mom and dad. whatchamacallit? Yeah, Paul Rudd was like, dude, he had so many people on there. Anyone who dates a porn chick deserves whatever happens.
Can't be dating those hoes.
Pump and dump. Exactly. Pump you do gotta pump and dump. But come on, Scribble. You haven't had a moment where you've like met a girl who you know is a fucking dirty girl.
Bro, if you know Scribble, bro, he's a player from the Himalayas. Bro.
Oh, all right. Well,
he's a rapper, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta meet that girl who's filthy. You know she's filthy. But you're like, I could fucking.
That's a bunch of them from LA.
I could make this girl like my housewife.
Says, you can never.
No dude ever.
You can never change a hoe to a housewife.
I guess.
No way.
Yeah. I'm a romantic.
You are, dude. Too much, man. Yeah. Oh, my God. How are you romantic and you have, like, the fucking Satan's lair?
Listen, I was naive back in the day. I'm just saying. You know, if I was 12 and I fucking met a porn star, like, you know what I mean?
I could change her, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Listen.
She wasn't in the bathroom with Tommy.
I've met too many of them. Like, and, like, listen, you can call yourself. I've met some super hot porn stars.
Yeah.
And then some, you know, sloppy ones that still call themselves porn stars.
No, dude. Once you pass the age of, I'm just gonna say it, bro. 40, you need to stop being a porn star.
Yeah, you know, it was still looked all right though. I don't mind some fucking still gilf porn.
Mature category.
Lisa, do something else. I listen. Porn's freaking me the fuck out lately. Everything on there is fucking incest and teen. I don't want to see it. Everything is incest. Fuck my stepbrother.
You know who likes that?
Can I just have fucking who?
You know the Japanese and Chinese, bro. They like that brother sister shit.
Make me feel like a fucking creep, like watching fucking porn.
That's big porn over there, dude.
That's not really coming mostly from over there. You know where it's coming from.
Down south.
That's where it's coming from, like Florida and everything in that.
The fun-loving freedom state of Florida?
Yeah.
I have to go and look up mature fucking... I got to look up MILFs or GILFs. GILFs is too fucking much. GILFs.
Dude, we're at the GILF age. What are you talking about?
No, listen. It's fucked up. Turns out the chick was psycho. Dude, porn girls are psycho. Porn girls are psycho.
Hooked up with a bomb-ass Latin chick, but... turns out the chick was psycho, a room full of guns and shit like that.
Of course. Of course.
I don't need whatever comes with this pussy. Best BJ ever had, though.
Yeah, no. Listen, I've had my share of fucking crazy
dated gangster chicks.
Like that. Yeah. Some crazy chicks like that. And like girls who have whatever. And like, no, you don't want to fucking wife any of them up.
I never bumped into all the crazy chicks. They looked at me and they said I was a creep. I looked like a creep.
I don't know. Stop walking around with a fucking boner.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. It's like fucking. What was it? We were at a show, right?
We were playing a show, right?
And I know this is. I could do this because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
We were playing a show, and while the fucking song was going, it was kind of like a Nazi. Un, dos, tres. It was like a background sample.
That's
shit.
Spanish, and while, by the way. You want those tres?
I can't do the German shit, you know? But fucking, it was going, bam, bam, and I was going, bam, bam, and I was doing that for shock value, bro.
You still shouldn't probably do that.
I did that. Well, that's why I'm behind the camera.
That's why the girls think you're a creep.
And they looked at me like, after the show and shit, I'm just like, you know, we're all going to talk to chicks and everything. I'm like, oh, nobody want to talk to me. Like,
I wonder why.
I think you're a fucking creep, dude. Yeah. What were you doing that salute for? I'm like, I got Jewish blood. I'm allowed to.
Yeah, I don't care. It's like, I know a certain little girl who dropped the N-bomb because she's 25% Nubian or whatever heck she is, but she looks white. You can't do it.
Well, there's a rapper. There's a rapper who's half black, half white, dropping the N-bomb, bro. But he looks like as white as me, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Like, Scribble, you know who I'm talking about, man. The fucking Logic. The rapper Logic, bro. His father is as dark as fucking Jamal, but he came out looking like me. Yeah. And he's dropping the N-bombs, and everybody's freaking out.
Who was Bushwick Bill with?
Oh, the Ghetto Boys.
All right.
He was the little dude who got shot in the eye.
Yeah.
Shot in the eye, yeah. Dude. That was fucking creepy. Yeah, he died. What did he die of? Fucking diabetes or some shit, man.
Something like that. Yeah, no, I was thinking of I don't know. I don't know how Diane didn't know some. Diane knows hip hop more than I do. And I was just thinking of guys, you know, that had like Brooklyn names back. It was like Wyckoff something and Bushwick Bill.
Bushwick Bill's from he's from Texas.
Oh, is he really?
He's from Texas, yeah. The Ghetto Boys are from Texas.
Oh. Yeah. See, I don't know hip hop. This is why I don't stay. I stay in my own lane. You know what I mean?
It's all right, Jeff. I don't know hip hop either.
Yeah, that's good.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you know what's funny? You not knowing hip hop is like me not knowing sports because I'm originally.
Yeah,
from
you're from Boston. You should be a Celtics,
Red Sox
all the way. You know.
I also don't know shit about sports because I don't care. Yeah.
Jesus.
It was like, yeah, I like music. That's what I like.
You don't like basketball?
No.
Them Knicks, though.
They suck.
I couldn't tell you the name of one player on that team.
Yeah, really? Not from the 90s either?
No.
I watched basketball in the 80s and 90s, bro. I was big on it.
Yeah, I watched basketball in the 80s.
When it was good.
When it was the Boston Celtics had a whole bunch. It was the last of all the white guy.
Oh, Bird, Parrish. Yeah.
Kevin McHale.
I think it was the most boring sport
Danny
to watch.
Danny Ainge.
Boring sport
to watch, yeah.
Basketball is exciting if you watch it.
Not now, because there's too many rules and they're all pussies.
Go to a basketball game.
Go to the WNBA, bro. It's up your alley.
Go to a basketball game.
I don't think so.
Go to a basketball game and like sit there and watch a basketball game. It's entertaining.
Bird, baby.
Larry Bird.
Bird, that's it, bro. Yeah. Come on, man. Everybody loves Larry Bird.
Yeah, I had a autographed picture of, God, I had so many of them on this. I was trying to get all of them to sign.
The Celtics?
The Celtics, yeah, back in the day. I don't know what I did with it. Everyone would be worth some money nowadays. I had Larry Bird. I had Kevin McHale. I had Danny Ainge.
Parrish?
Dennis Johnson.
Dude, look at that. You're ready right there.
Robert Parrish. No, Robert Parrish I didn't have. I had it was crazy. I had them all. My dad's best friend used to get season tickets, and once in a while we'd go, and he brought us to the camps and all this shit.
Come on, look at that, man. You were sitting on a gold mine right there.
I know. Who knew? Who knew? I had that, and I had a nice little autograph of Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
What do you think about, I know you say you don't watch sports,
yep,
but it's March 20th on Netflix Live, Mike Tyson. Versus,
is it March 20th or July 20th?
No, March 20th.
Is it March 20th?
No.
It's this month.
No, it's July 20th.
Hold on, it's July.
You fucking boob. Because I just got a wedding invitation for July 20th. That's why I know it is. How many weddings I got to go to this year, man?
That's good.
Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Here we go.
Better than funerals.
That is. You know what, Jamal? Keeping it positive, bro. See, Jamal's turned a new leaf. Jamal is
You're right. July 20th.
Yeah, thanks. I know what I'm talking
about. I
thought
it was March 20th. That was right around the corner. I was like, next week, bro.
Yeah, how old is Tyson? He's got to be 50 years old. Like
56.
He looks great, though.
Dana said he's 60, unless he was just talking.
Jake Paul's like 27.
Hey, you're the researcher. That's why you're behind the camera. How old is Mike Tyson?
Jake Paul's 20. Oh, Mike Tyson, 57.
57, and he's got to fight.
Listen, man, if he has...
Did you see him practicing on the guy holding the stuff?
Hold on. That was an old video.
That was old?
From when he fought... Who he fought? Holyfield again? He fought somebody a couple years ago. Who was it?
It was Holyfield.
Yeah, that's
from... That was an exhibition fight,
From that training video. They've been showing that one. Like, he's... I don't know. He don't move like that.
Bird's the Eminem of the NBA. Yeah, he was.
But, listen, man, if Mike Tyson has any of that ferocity left in him, I would like to see it come
at
out.
This age, I wouldn't even mess with him either right now. You saw what he did that guy on the plane, right?
Yeah.
That was only like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
But here's the difference in that. That's a guy on a plane. This guy, was it Jake Paul? He can actually fight.
No, no, I believe he could fight. But, but everybody else in the boxing world and all these other people, these jokers are out there saying, oh, he sucks, he sucks. Bro, he was knocking motherfuckers out.
Yeah, but there's contracts and all that stuff. But if he was just like people taking a dive and he can't really fight, that'd be different.
What is Tyson doing this for? Just to do it?
Just
because he has
it in him, bro.
Yeah, he got that fire. Cause
he wants one more little.
He tried him like 2 years ago. He's like, no, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And I was like, yeah, I want to fight.
He probably just wants one last.
Yeah, when he was on Rogan, bro, he just said, you don't lose that killer instinct, dude.
Yeah.
I would love to see it all come back and not have. He should get treated the way that all these other fighters should have done. It's like, it's Mike Tyson. He should destroy him.
Exhibition.
If he has anything left.
I say he should. I say he just let it go.
I don't care if it's an exhibition. Sue me. It's Mike Tyson. Do this thing that everybody knows that you used to be able to do.
Bro, but even his soft hit's going to hurt. Bad.
I say he's got old man rage now, 57 years old.
Dude, I wouldn't want to get hit by him by his toe.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to either.
If he wants a real fight, he should just start talking shit to Mike from now to the fight.
They haven't done that yet? There's none of that yet?
He talks shit to everybody else. I want to see you talk.
You want to see the weigh-in, that face-to-face thing.
Listen, nothing phases Mike Tyson now, though. Mike Tyson's like fucking...
No, but you can say some things.
So much shit fucking
if you want the real fight, you could say some things.
Yeah, but he did the toad, bro. He turned a leaf. He did the toad, bro. He did that shit with you.
Talk about his kids.
He did the
DMT thing or whatever, or the ayahuasca. Yeah, he went down to Peru.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did that, and he said it changed his whole life.
I know he's done a lot of soul-searching and...
It's crazy because when he was doing an interview after that is when he had that long white beard.
Yeah, yeah. I love that interview that he did with that dude up in Canada. Do you remember that? When he fucking told the dude to fuck off on live TV.
Oh, but the dude was an asshole.
Yeah, it was an asshole. Because he called him out like, he's like, hey, he's like, yeah, I know. They were cool. All of a sudden the camera got on and he's like.
He brought up his rape charge. Yeah, a rape charge and guy coming and seeing the friggin' the mayor with a. Oh, what a dick.
He said, man, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, don't talk like that. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, I thought you were a nice guy before you turned the camera on.
Fucking come on, man. Tyson's crazy. He used to rob fucking ladies for their purses, bro, in the Bronx.
Yeah. Oh, he was amazing. See, man,
the stuff that he used to say to other men is just the most terrifying shit. When he told, I forget who it was, he said, I'm going to fuck you till you love me. Yeah. I'm like, that's a terrifying thing.
He ripped Holyfield's ear off and Holyfield forgave him.
He bit it off.
And he forgave him. He's like, oh, that's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
He could have did worse.
Yeah. He had chlamydia or something, he said, or something.
Was that after prison? That he ripped his fucking ear off?
I don't know. Before. I think so. I think it was after prison.
Shit.
I would love, I'm not going to watch the fight, but I would love.
You gotta watch it. It's live.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's live. Netflix. Really? Yeah. That's the big thing Netflix is popping right now.
I'm gonna be at a wedding and we're all gonna be on our phones.
Dude, everybody's gonna be watching that fucking fight.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's either that or they might have it on the TV at the wedding.
They might.
It's Tyson.
They might.
Jake Paul.
And I know, you know what's funny is I'm sure they picked the date. I literally just got the invitation last week and then they
you could probably watch it on the flight.
Yeah.
Or the wedding's on that day.
It's a New York wedding. It's in Randall's Island.
Damn, Randall's Island. Wait, I thought Randall's Island had all the migrants.
Or Roosevelt Island.
I was going to say, Randall's Island has all the migrants over there.
Yeah, no, Roosevelt Island.
It's only worth watching if he knocks them out.
You'll never know unless you watch it. You don't want to be the secondhand watcher.
Yeah, dude.
I don't.
Bro, you're going to have it on here. If you're here, even if you don't hear the fight, you still got to have it on the TVs to watch.
Yeah, I would have it on.
Come on. Listen,
if he knocks out Mike Tyson, I'm going to
What if he kills him? What if Tyson knocks his head off, bro? The first time ever decapitation in a boxing fight.
You know who I'm excited to see is fucking the new version of Roadhouse.
They're remaking Roadhouse, really?
Oh my God, this guy. You have not seen that commercial
yet?
You
can't remake Roadhouse.
It looks great.
You can't.
Everything.
It looks great.
Patrick Swayze is rolling over in his damn grave.
Patrick Swayze is very. It's Jake.
What are you going to remake, Ghost?
Jake Gyllenhaal is the Patrick Swayze character. Dude, it looks really good. And what's his name's in it? Who's the other fighter with the tattoo? The Irish guy. UFC guy.
God damn it. I was going to say McNair.
No, not Batista.
Okay. Something.
What's his name, bro? Fucking Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
Of course.
Conor McGregor.
Don't make fun of his drink, though. Punch in the face.
He's the bad guy.
Proper 12.
Proper 12. Some old guy said it sucked and he punched him in the face. Yes. Punched a fucking 67-year-old guy in the face.
I used to be a big McGregor fan.
McGregor.
And once he lost his mind, I lost.
Dude, he did the best promos when he was going against fucking what's his name, bro? Fucking Mayweather.
I also got to watch all his fights wearing green from head to toe.
Yeah, listen. Watch the trailer for it. You're going to be excited about it. I'm telling you, it looks really good.
It's a crazy looking movie.
Yeah, it looks like a good trailer.
Come on, there's certain. Here we go, bro. This is right up your fucking alley.
PMA.
What do you think about the new Crow fucking reboot?
I could give.
Did
a
you
shit.
See that shit?
I don't care about the Crow to begin with. I'm not a 14-year-old goth girl.
I know, but I'm saying. But do you see how fucking ridiculous
this
it
guy
looks?
Doesn't like thrillers, but he likes the Crow.
The Crow is fucking is classic.
Now I'm starting to think he likes.
What, Hellraiser? That sounded like the fucking. That sounded like that. Sounded
is
like
that a, what you call sucking dick?
That sounded like the doctor, bro, from Hellraiser, bro.
Christ, go hate on AC/DC and watch The Crow.
Well, I'm just saying, no, I don't think it's going to be good. It looks
the
stupid.
The Crow soundtrack back in the day was a good soundtrack.
The first and second one was good. Second one was good too.
Second
one was all right.
Right? Was it Korn on the second soundtrack?
No, Deftone was on the second.
It was like Korn. It was a new metal thing.
Oh, Korn was on the second one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Korn, like Deftones.
I saw the second one in a Virgin Megastore movie theater when they had the movie theater in the basement. Yeah, that downstairs they had a movie theater.
I don't even remember that.
Virgin Records.
I won't forget it because that year I got sunburned on my legs in Coney Island and I couldn't keep my legs bent and I had to keep my legs straight. So,
yeah. So you were watching the movie?
With my legs up. Yeah, I'll never forget that movie, bro.
You never went? Did you ever go to Virgin Records? Or are you too young?
Like once, I remember, because I had an older brother. He would go to get fucking Evanescence CDs. Yeah.
That was a great fucking movie. I'm sorry, man. That was a great store.
It was a great store. Listen, back in the day,
Manson did a signing for the Mechanical Animals there.
So many people did signings over there. Danzig, I remember.
And MTV was right across the street.
Yeah.
MTV
was in like Times Square.
It's the same thing. Virgin Megastore was in Times Square.
No, Virgin Megastore. I'm talking about the Virgin Megastore on Union Square.
I'm talking about the one that was in Times Square.
Oh, see, that's why we're disagreeing on
that. That's the one. That's the one that had the movie theater in it.
Yeah, okay. That's why
I actually met an R&B singer there once in my life. When I was like really young, when you meet a famous person and it's just like,
freeze up.
Not really. He was like really short. It was a Bobby Valentino.
Who the hell's that?
R&B singer.
You would have said Bobby Brown. I would have been like, yeah, who the hell's Bobby Valentino?
He was like 5'2". And I was like, wow, TV makes you look really big.
Yeah, TV does make you look big. I saw Matt Damon on the street and I was like, wow.
Matt Damon.
He's not that big.
And wait, he's not big?
No, he's not.
Because Ben Affleck's like 6'4", 6'5".
No, I think Ben Affleck is around 6 feet, but...
No, Batfleck is 6 fucking...
No way.
You see, hold on, man.
Ben Affleck...
Don't make fun of my Batman.
Your Batman?
That's my Batman, bro.
Christian Bale's the only Batman.
No way.
What was I saying?
6'2".
Okay, so he's 6'2". And how tall is Matt Damon?
Matt Damon, if the way you're sounding, bro, you made him sound like he's
5'4". Matt Damon's
like
5'8". He's probably 5'8", 5'9". He's probably my height. He's not as big of a guy as he looks.
5'10".
Okay.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon must have got, I don't think he's 5'10". He's got. I think he's my height. 5'9".
I'd say 5'9", but they probably added an inch on Google.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I add an inch to myself. I'm like, I'm 5'10".
Yeah, I'm 5'10". People think I'm 5'9".
Yeah. If you were thinner, I bet you they'd think you're taller.
Oh yeah, it's coming, bro. It's coming, man. Give me a year, man.
I mean, it's been 8 months.
Yeah.
Well, technically for me, it's been 2 months.
Yeah. Well,
how many pounds have you lost since you started weighing yourself? When did you start your diet?
I started at the end of January.
Okay.
I was 279. I'm 267.
Okay.
It's healthy. It's healthy losing that money.
It is healthy losing that. It is.
You know?
When you're about like 240, you're gonna feel a drag.
Yeah, I'm not really fucking going around fucking tooting my horn until I go down to like 250 or 245. No, but
you're gonna feel different at like 240 something.
Dude, I felt losing. So I've lost 14 pounds since January 1st.
No.
And just doing dips, like I do dips. You know what I mean? What a difference I noticed the other day. I hadn't done dips in a while. And he's like,
strength in that range of motion, man.
Oh my God.
I mean, from the pictures you showed me about a year and a half ago to now.
Yeah,
you're really fucking skinny.
What, from a year and a half ago?
From a year, like when you showed me when before you started your diet.
Yeah.
To now, you're fucking skinny.
Oh, compared to what I was. Yeah. Dude, I was too.
Like your face was fucking chunky.
Yeah.
You know?
Was it a couple of years ago? 2020. That was 2020. I was 260 pounds. Yeah. I'm 204.
Jesus Christ. Crazy. You trying to go down to 180?
I want to get down to like 185. I would like, you know what's funny is like, I thought I'd been building up some fucking muscle. I've been going to the gym like solid for the past at least a year.
Protein like, shakes? No protein
I
shakes?
I do protein. I do a shake every morning.
Careful with those protein shakes, brother. Put estrogen in
it. Bro, I get quality shit. But I figured I'd start showing some definition by now. Motherfucker, the fat's still coming off. And I ain't
what are you
shit.
Eating, bro?
I eat really good.
You sneaking anything?
I cheat a little bit here. I had whiskey this week. That was my cheat.
That ain't fucking a cheat. There's no weight in it. Really? I thought hard liquor had nothing.
Sugar.
You know how much calories and sugar, especially the stuff that I drink.
But like, I thought everybody else said don't drink beer, drink hard liquor.
It's better for you. I mean, but you see, your body still breaks it down as sugar.
I didn't really put sugar in hard liquor.
Your body breaks it down as sugar. Jamal, would you like to explain this? it's kind of like it's like carbs.
Okay,
carbs are sugars, basically. You know what I mean?
No, I know that. I just didn't know there was any sugar in liquor.
It's not in the liquor. So when you drink it as alcohol, when it processes, and the only way for it to process in your body is to turn it into sugar, which is why.
Oh, your body's fucking you up, then, man.
No, it's keeping you from dying.
It's doing its job, bro.
It's doing its job.
Otherwise, alcohol would just kill you when you drink it.
Yeah.
It turns it into sugar.
You know, it's just a shame how good it makes you feel.
I haven't had a drink in 2 years, bro.
Yeah.
I don't miss it.
You want to have a fucking beer and do some cocaine?
I don't miss it. Cocaine I miss. Beer, I don't care, bro.
Yeah.
Cocaine was cool.
Yeah, you know, I miss drinking. I don't drink beers anymore. They fuck my stomach up. I can't do it.
Really?
I can't do it. Beers
not even a
fuck
Bud Light?
No,
it's because
Bud
you
Light?
Work out a lot.
What's that?
It's because you work out a lot now.
Yeah, I do it. Like,
I've been saying that, and people think I'm full of shit when I say that. It's like, nah, I work out way too much to drink beer. It makes you feel like shit.
Like shit?
Like
damn.
Shit.
Like, you know what? Guinness doesn't really make me
no,
feel
it,
like
it
shit.
No, it doesn't. I actually had a Guinness the other day, and I was like,
Yeah, but I also think it's the gluten that's in the fucking American beers. That makes you feel.
It makes you feel like you took a basketball pump and just
fuck American
beers. Pump
your belly. So I guess, if I do ever drink a beer, I'll drink a Guinness then, because you said it makes you feel.
It's not as heavy as people think it is. They think it's heavy because it looks thick. It's
yeah,
really
no,
not.
Guinness doesn't fuck my stomach up, but
what about a Corona?
Corona's got the most calories.
Really,
one of the most calories in any
Holy
beer.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah.
What about a Heineken?
Heineken's got a lot of calories too, but Heineken is brewed in Holland, so it really shouldn't fuck my stomach up. Well, but I drank like three of them when I was on vacation, and it fucked my stomach up.
You don't think we get the American version of that shit? Like they change everything up when they send it to us?
I haven't researched it enough.
A little bit of science is that you can tell what effects a beer is going to have on you by the color of the bottle. What you call it? Corona has a clear bottle.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the sun is going directly into it, all those things like the yeast, all that stuff that sits in your stomach, a darker bottle is harder for that stuff to happen.
Okay.
That's why I'm not going to say Budweiser is better, but I used to drink a ton of Budweiser and it never really did.
Well, Guinness is a dark bottle too, right? Or it's just
Guinness usually will come in a can if it comes in something besides the. Yeah. It's all right. It's got a little.
A little clicker thing in it?
Yeah, a little thing at the bottom.
A little bit of science.
Yeah. Here's the science part of fucking.
Yeah, you're making me thirsty, but I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't believe it's already 5:20. We're barreling through everything.
Jesus,
I guess we had a lot to talk about.
Oh, we don't have Frankie here.
And well, Frankie does hold it. You know, Frankie, a little Frankie news is, you know, they basically told him if he doesn't slow down drinking, they're going to drop him of his benefits.
Who told him? How do they know he's fucking drinking? Was it blood work?
Yeah. They're making him get piss tests and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. So he, and he's doing it.
They could do that?
Oh, fuck yeah, they can do it. And you know what? It's making me look at the system like, listen, Frankie couldn't hold a real job. Anybody from the system is listening. He couldn't hold a real job. He just couldn't. He's not physically or mentally capable enough.
Yeah.
Yes, he drinks, which does not help. But his excuse to when he's getting his benefits, they're always like, well, why can't you get a real job? And he's like, well, I'm an alcoholic. And that's what he tells them.
What a fucking idiot, dude. What a fucking idiot, dude.
So they're like, whoa, you're an alcoholic, so you got to get help or we're going to take your benefits away from you. So that's what they're telling him.
So
right
is he
now.
Smoking weed?
I think he's smoking a little bit of weed, but not much.
But he hasn't been drinking, though.
No, he hasn't been drinking, and he's in a better mood. He's actually, like, not a little grouch. Like,
really?
Yeah, he's been doing really well. I'm proud of the little guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, he should have been stopped drinking fucking 4 years ago.
Oh, my God. He
went to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, he should have. All right. Want to bang out a little news?
All right. Hold on a second. Up here with a little news time. Little news. Where we are. There we go.
Lucky 13 Podcast.
All right. News time. Has anybody been keeping up with the Slipknot drummer thing?
No.
No.
So this guy, I forget.
Fuck the knot.
Hey.
Long live Jay Weinberg.
Oh, please.
Joey forever.
Joey was the drummer.
There'll never be another Joey Jones.
No. Why did Joey leave, by the way?
Oh, Joey got kicked out, dude.
Why did he get kicked? Is he a dick?
No, was he dude, a dick? Didn't he have the spinal injury or something like that?
I know he was sick.
It was kind of the same as Jay Weinberg, but also it's kind of the same anytime somebody gets fired from Slipknot. It's like, I don't really know. They just said I don't work here anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, I think he got a phone call, too. Yeah.
No, he got like an email or something.
Oh, he got an email?
Something like
Jay
that.
Jay got a phone call or Jay got an email?
Yeah. No, he saw it in a post.
Well, and Joey was original, though, yes? Wasn't Joey the original drummer?
It was Joey. It was Clown.
You hear Clown now? You hear Clown saying now? Clown saying, the OGs of Slipknot were him and Paul. Joey was not an OG. Joey didn't create the band. He said him and Paul did.
Paul's the dead one, yes?
Yeah. Clown would know because they were. I said it was.
Oh, Clown can say because Paul and Joey are dead.
Yeah.
But it was before Corey Taylor. It was definitely Clown, Paul Gray, and Joey. Maybe Joey came on like third.
Yeah.
Then everybody else. But it wasn't
number. Well, he was zero though, right? Or
no.
What number was Joey? Three or zero?
I forget what one. He was never zero.
Or four?
I don't know.
One of those damn numbers.
But they're saying that this drummer from Sepultura, Eloy.
Fake Sepultura.
Yeah, DeSandre. Fake Sepultura.
That's how I feel about Kiss, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen, when you lose
Scab Kiss.
When you lose the singer, then it's not. You know what I think it's funny is that Quiet Riot still plays out at Quiet Riot.
There's nobody original.
And there's not a single one of them in there. Not even like a second generation Quiet Riot.
It's sad, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So this guy, Eloy, they just announced a tour for Sepultura, and he just quit.
Bro, man. Yeah, that was so crazy. That's cold, bro.
Just quit. And they're saying that he might be the new drummer from Slipknot. There's not a lot of proof.
Well, Slipknot just put up a picture I saw on Blabbermouth of a broken drumstick on a floor.
Yeah. How long was that dude in Sepultura for?
I don't know. Like
a couple years.
Like a pretty long time.
Yeah. Like a long time?
He was in there for a couple years.
That's fucking bullshit, though. But I'm sure Sepultura puts a shout out, hey, we need a drummer for
they
a
got
tour.
Him one like that. Bro.
Yeah, of course.
They're already doing a tour. They got one real fast. Bro.
Of course.
Yeah, they announced the tour, and like he quit like 2 days later.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're still speculating who it is.
But what I was thinking Slipknot was going to do was they were going to just take pre-recorded Joey drum beats and just play that have a drummer.
They can't do that without paying Joey's family.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And why would you do that anyways? Come on.
That's the last album probably.
That's cheating.
Oh, no. Paul's not cheating?
I watched a little, I know I said I can't stand him, but I couldn't. It was like kind of watching a train wreck. I watched last night when I was in bed was there was a little Motley Crue documentary on.
You gotta watch the crew
on YouTube. It was like a half hour long, and it was just like their rise and fall, and then the drama they're dealing with Mick Mars and all that kind of shit. Now, and where was I going with this? Oh, they added when that was that Generation Swine record came out.
Uh-huh.
Like they were taking Mick Mars's guitars away and adding like industrial noises, and Mick Mars was pissed. And they still he still hates that.
He's a bitch though, because he just said he was like, I'm willing to work with them again.
No,
to write music. Yeah, he said it, bro.
I don't know. I just saw yesterday. I watched the documentary that just came out 4 days ago.
Mick's a bitch.
And Mick Mars said, I don't want anything to do with these fucking
guys. Mick's a bitch. He said it. He's a bitch.
Yeah. Fuck those guys. Listen.
Wait till they get rid of fucking Vinny.
Vince Neil.
Or Vince.
Vince Neil. Like, dude, like, your one job is to be in shape.
Yes.
That's it.
He has not lost any weight, dude.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, dude, like, do some exercises. And look, dude, he was a handsome motherfucker when he was young. Yeah. Come on, man. What are you doing?
He's got a big fucking belly now.
Big old belly. You're in better shape than he is.
Oh, man. If I was in fucking Motley Crue, I'd be fucking Jamal skinny.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. That's your job.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
And you know his voice would get better, I guarantee, if he lost weight.
Well, of course.
Stop drinking.
Of course.
He's an alcoholic, bro.
Yeah.
What else we have here? We have a top 20 albums of 2004.
I love this list.
I'm going to start with 20 and go back.
Shoot. Okay. Okay. Shoot.
So, Cradle of Filth.
I was never a Cradle of Filth fan.
That's a chick band.
Like black metal for chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Amphetamine. How you say that?
Was that a drug?
It was about that year I actually met the drummer when me and Melody went to England. Yeah, maybe the year before that. Me and Melody went to England and met the drummer and the chick who's in all their like.
That sounds like more of a Melody band than your band.
She didn't like them really either. No. I saw them. I've seen them a couple times though. I saw them at Hammerstein one time in VOD. It was a weird.
VOD?
VOD opened
Love
up.
VOD, bro.
It was VOD and Puya.
Who?
Puya.
Dude, that's like opened three up. Different shows in one
right?
show.
Right? All of the bands. Crap. And somebody else was on it, too. Who was it?
Are you going to say, like, Living Color?
Like Chimera, like... maybe Chimera, something like that. It might have been like Chimera opened. I don't remember the exact
Who
opener.
Who put
but
that
it was,
bill together?
I don't know, but how weird of a bill is that, right? VOD wow. and Puya and Cradle of Filth.
Well, so Puya's like new metal, right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
got hardcore, new metal, and what would you consider Cradle of Filth? Black metal?
Yeah, kind of. Not really black metal, but like...
Chicky black metal?
Yeah, kind of in the vein of like... I don't even know what... But, it's metal, though. It's more like gothic metal.
Yeah.
Chimera you know? Does not fit in that at all.
No. I don't remember if it was Chimera, though, so don't quote me on that. Right. Maybe somebody else knows what tour that was, but yeah, it was weird.
Weird.
After yeah. that is Megadeth, The System Has Failed.
Really?
I don't even remember that record.
Yeah.
I don't know anything Megadeth does.
Shadows Fall, The War Within.
They're back?
I like Shadows. I mean, this
is 2004, dude.
Oh, it was 2024. I'm like, yeah. oh, my God. I'm like, oh, Shadow Force.
No, they are back, though. They just dropped the album the other day.
Yeah, really? They're just coming back.
Oh, it's 2004.
This is the top of 2004.
Why would they put that out now in 2024?
Because it's cool to, like, reminisce.
Okay.
The last 20 years.
Okay. Right. Don't you want to reminisce with us 20 years ago?
I love 2004. It was a great year.
It was a great year. It was a good year for music, too.
Pig Destroyer, Terrifier.
I used to love Pig Destroyer.
Wait, did the album's called Terrifier?
Yeah.
I never heard of Pig Destroyer.
You never heard of Pig Destroyer?
No.
That was a great album.
Behemoth, Demigod.
Okay, that was
that
a really is, good
that's,
album.
I love that that's, album.
I can't believe it's only on 16, right?
Yeah.
That band sounds like it should be a bunch of fat dudes.
Behemoth?
Yeah. It's not.
No.
No. It's nice guys, too.
Yeah.
Like Nurgle.
What do you mean Nurgle? What the hell is Nurgle?
He's the singer.
Oh, I thought that was like a genre. I'm like, yeah, Nurgle, what the hell is that a genre?
I was at a Christmas party with him last year.
Adam Darski.
Nice guy.
Adam Nurgle Darski. Yeah. Unearth, The Oncoming Storm.
All right.
The band's kind of whack.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
Yeah, they have like one or two songs that are good. Nightwish, Once.
And a chick band? Or
Night
chick
Wish.
Singer?
I don't really know Nightwish.
Chick
I don't know
singer
them.
Or something like that?
In Flames, Soundtrack to Your Escape.
Aren't they canceled In Flames?
Really?
What did I know of? Yeah. What do they do?
I don't know. I think one of them's like a, was it?
Tell me he's a toucher.
No, who was in January 6th?
Oh, no, you're talking Iced Earth.
Iced Earth. Oh, okay.
Iced Earth.
Under Oath, They're Only Chasing Safety.
Under Oath, I don't even know them.
No. Clutch, Blast Tyrant.
Ooh, that's a great album.
Clutch.
Clutch, yes.
Never got into them, bro.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Another one.
Never got into them, bro. Everybody I knew around me loved Clutch and drinking. I'm just like, yeah, put up some typo.
Dude, there's some good, you got this, Blast Tyrant is a great, Clutch
are they like record. Are they like I would say like groove metal, desert metal?
It's,
like,
I wouldn't even call it metal. It's hard rock.
Hard but rock?
Heavy hard rock. Yeah. Elephant Riders.
Are they like Queens of the Stone Age kind of like that?
I would put them more in that genre than metal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Do you like Queens of the Stone Age?
Yes.
Listen to Clutch.
It was on in the background from like 2001 till about 2009.
But see, there's certain things that you know. Do you don't you ever? Is there certain things you didn't like 20, 30 years ago that you like now?
Creed.
Creed.
Where do we get this guy?
Sad. I'll tell you, sad, dude.
See, mine is like Minor Threat. When I was a kid, I heard Minor Threat. I was like, what is this garbage? Like, this
Actually, you know what? I'll take Minor Threat over Black Flag.
All right, Black Flag's another one. I didn't appreciate Black Flag until I listened to Rollins Band, and I liked Rollins Band. Then I went back, and I was like, all right, I get Black Flag now. So you got to open your mind a little bit, D. Right, you know, you're starting to make me wonder.
Isis,
Panopticon. Great.
Is Isis a record. European band?
No, Isis was from Boston.
Boston.
Isis was one of the original... Neurosis is more the original.
Love Neurosis, dude.
You would like Isis. Ugh. Isis, dude. First, I remember I saw Isis play at CBGB's. They opened up for... I saw Isis at CBGB's open up for Diecast. It was Diecast, Isis, and Napalm Death. And I forget who else was on the bill. Isis like blew me the fuck away. It was early days of that kind of stoner. They call it stoner metal.
Stoner rock, yeah.
Yeah, but it was like ambient metal, fucking heavy, groovy.
They drown a lot of their vocals in like reverb and shit like that.
Some of it was like really beautiful, clean, but also with these heavy, just like. Put you in a trance type metal. It was, I loved Isis. One of my favorite bands. Mm.
Rammstein. Is this
Rammstein?
Rammstein.
Is their singer still getting investigated for trafficking chicks?
I don't know. Was he? I didn't know anything about this.
Well, they said his other, I guess she's their former booking agent or whatever or something like that. She was always like bringing certain chicks backstage for him, and you know the chicks were saying he was doing a little too much, and they were doing an investigation.
I don't know.
Winter Sun.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Exodus, Temple of the Damned.
I didn't love that.
Was that with Gary Holt or not?
2004.
That was before Hanneman died, right?
That was before, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so that was a halt.
Yeah.
The Dillinger Escape Plan, I'm not a fan.
It's a Jersey band, right?
I don't love Dillinger Escape Plan, but they were fun to see live.
Jersey band.
Yeah. Necrophagist.
Oh, they better watch out with that name, bro.
What is it? Necrophagist.
What the?
I don't even know that.
What band are you in, Necrophagist?
That's a great fucking album.
Do you know the record, yeah?
Yeah. It's fucking extreme.
What is it?
I don't really know how to describe it other than it's extreme. You never heard the song Culinary Hyperversity?
No. Maybe if I listen
sounds
to
sounds
like
it. A course in college.
It sounds like Cannibal Corpse on heroin.
Okay.
Or speed.
I'll have to get a listen.
Slipknot Subliminal Verses Volume
3. That was a great album, bro.
Then we got Killswitch, End of Heartache.
That was the first Howard record. Am I wrong?
I think it might have been the second one. I think As Daylight Dies.
Yeah, I think Jesse left in what, 2003?
Let me see. Come on.
We should know that, Jay. You should know this, dude.
No, I should. But when I was listening to them, I had just got into metal. I didn't know there was a such thing as different albums. So I thought it was just all.
Yeah, the
one
end
thing.
Of Heartache and, right. And As, Daylight Dies.
That's the first.
No, his first one was The End of Heartache.
Yeah.
Howard.
Okay.
And the next one was As Daylight Dies.
Sorry, man. I like Howard, though.
It's all right.
Fuck you, man.
It's all right to each.
You did that CM Punk jam.
Yeah.
It's all right. I like Killswitch. Yeah. Lamb of God, Ashes of the Wake.
He's done a lot. Isn't he banned from Europe after that kid?
I don't think so.
Not any, no, he was.
He did his shit.
I just watched an interview about that.
Yeah.
About how he went out there and he just got arrested and he didn't know what happened.
I think he's all right.
Should not be his fucking problem, bro.
And then Mastodon, Leviathan.
Great album.
Yeah.
I like their name.
That's it.
I like their name.
You know, Mastodon, I like Mastodon, the first couple of Mastodon records.
My first band was called Leviathan.
Oh, yeah? Oh, my God. All right. That's what I used to call my dick.
What's up, Leviathan?
What was I saying? Talking Mastodon. About my dick. Mastodon, great fucking record. Really great record. I love that album.
Yeah, I saw them live. That was...
I think in 04, I kept blasting Korn, Deftones, Biscuit.
When that album came out, what's his name? The guitar player actually did guest DJ at Lucky 13, the old one.
Really?
Yeah. If my Facebook page didn't get fucking... My old Facebook page didn't get hacked. I used to have a picture.
Oh, they hacked you?
Yeah, my old a couple of years ago. Two years ago, I lost all my...
Why? I said, what the fuck? What did they do, a Bitcoin Facebook video
stuff
on it?
I don't know, man. But it was because I lost all pictures. I don't save pictures and stuff. Yeah. All of my pictures on there, all like memories. Jesus Christ. Everything from like the beginning of Lucky 13 were on there and they're all gone.
Did you tag Melody in all the pictures?
Some of them are tagged on. And I told her like whatever, it doesn't matter. I have to go because I have a meeting in fucking 25 minutes.
Meetings?
That I have to be there. Yeah, for our nice little homeless shelter down the block, I need to go to that meeting.
What, for them?
Yeah, well, it's just about the bullshit that goes on in the block. So
they're going to probably make you get fucking packed security here, bro.
Yeah. All right, got to run. We will talk to you guys next week. Are we here next week, D, or what?
Yeah, we'll be here next week, man.
We're here next week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, my folks. Peace. Later.
Don't run, no.